From Spark and Anvil and Core Realm, this is Match, in Chapter 1 of the Core Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Match is an animal tween who attunes, warm and gentle, always the first to notice how someone else is feeling. Match teaches the first co-regulation move, affect matching. When a small companion creature, in co-reg realm, that's Cyan, is dysregulated, overwhelmed, distressed, withdrawn, the regulating partner does not rush in to fix the state. They first match the state, for one moment. The matching says, without words, I see you, right where you are. And from the matched state, a gentle shift becomes possible. An important co-reg realm twist. Cyan is a companion creature, not a coach. The kid is the coach. They learn the co-regulation move by teaching it to Cyan. Skipping the match, Match knows, is what makes everything worse. When a creature is upset and you jump straight to fixing it, Match says, the fix lands like a correction, like you're telling them their feeling is wrong. But one moment of meeting them where they are says the opposite. Your state is welcome. You're not alone in it. Only from there can you move, together, towards something calmer. It's Mindforge's inside move, run backwards, Match likes to say. Inside is noticing your own state. Matching is noticing your companion state and meeting it for a moment. The two apps cross Cameo through the interoception cluster, and the whole point of Co-Rec Realm is that the kid learns the move by being the one who offers it.
Match learned to attune in a small village where her family were animal handlers who worked with young animals meeting new spaces. You could never force a nervous young horse into a new stall or a frightened young dog into a new yard. You had to meet the animal's state first, cautious, alert, a little afraid, and only then could it trust you enough to be led gently in. Match watched her parents do it hundreds of times. The attune-in was the foundational move. And she saw the same thing work with people. When her younger sibling was dysregulated, the family members who rushed to fix it made it worse, while the one who simply sat down beside them, breathed at a matched pace, and said nothing for a moment, created the conditions for calm to return. The match isn't passivity, Match realized. It's the active thing that has to come first.
At 23, she walked to the Co-Reg Realm Academy, and Cyan asked her, what is affect matching? Meeting the companion's affect for one moment before any other move, Match said, I see you, right where you are. From the matched state, gentle shift becomes possible. Skip it, and every other move feels like being told your state is wrong. You are appointed, said Cyan. In her classroom, she sits with Cyan, really present, sometimes calm, sometimes dysregulated. When Cyan is upset, Match demonstrates. She sits beside, breathes at a matched pace, stays quiet for a moment, then, gently, I see you, right where you are. Then she teaches the match-then-shift sequence as one habit. Match the affect for a moment. Pace, tone, posture, roughly met. Communicate the match, briefly, in words or just presence. Wait for the small settling that often follows, and only then offer a gentle shift toward calm. The match is not agreeing with the upset, she's careful to say. It's acknowledging it. Not good, not bad, just seen. She never skips to fixing, and she never tells Cyan to calm down. The match is the work.
So, being met like that, before anyone tries to fix it, actually helps more? A student asked. More than almost anything, Match said. And the student thought of a time someone had truly met them where they were. Not rushing, not fixing, just there, and felt it again in their body. The tight, braced, nobody gets it knot behind the ribs loosening, the shoulders coming down, a slow, warm exhale, the deep relief of being seen without being corrected. That met, seen, not alone in it feeling, softer and steadier than any quick fix, was to match the whole reason the match comes first. Because from there, and only there, does the gentle shift toward calm become possible. She sits beside Zion. The matching happens, and the settling, gently, follows.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to match. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.